Forbes is out with a list of America's 100 most innovative leaders. Amazon's Jeff Bezos and Tesla's Elon Musk are tied for the top spot, and the list has created all kinds of buzz, mostly because 99 of the 100 are, like Bezos and Musk, men. You have to scroll down to number 75 to find the one and only woman who made the cut, Barbara Rentler, the CEO of Ross Stores. Well, this has prompted several dozen other female CEOs to write an open letter in protest, among them Anne Wojcicki, CEO and co-founder of the genetic testing company 23andMe. Anne Wojcicki, welcome.
Thank you.
How'd you hear about this list, and what was your first reaction?
You know, it's interesting. I'm actually out on maternity leave, and the number of people who emailed me this list saying sort of were outraged and can you believe that this is still happening was pretty remarkable. Even, you know, I had to do a blood draw and even the nurse there said, you know, I can't believe that these types of lists are still happening without better representation.
Oh, wow. So, the nurse who was taking your blood had seen this list and was mad about it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's really, I think people are just acutely aware now of, you know, one, the importance of diversity, you know, and when something is so blatantly, you know, missing a whole population, it's really surfaced and it comes to the attention of everyone now. It's a hot topic.
One thing that struck me from this letter that you all co-signed is that this is not just about, you know, women not having bragging rights by being on this list, that there are ripple effects, that a list like this influences things like who might get tapped for boards or who gets asked to speak at big conferences, right?
Yeah. I think there's a recognition that there's a power of, you know, these types of lists, there's a power of brands. People do think about these lists. You know, they'll look online and think about board members or think about, you know, advisors and who is it that can help solve a problem. And I think there are real ripple effects when, you know, this kind of press dominates. You know, it's not just one article, but it's how in general, you know, women are perceived and minorities and the influence that we can have on not just the companies that we're currently working with, but how we can actually influence other companies.
So Forbes has since issued a mea culpa. The editor of Forbes, Randall Lane, tweeted, "We blew it." He says they've launched a task force, that they're going to learn from this. Is that enough?
You know, I think I love it when people come out and actually say, you know, we really screwed this up and we recognize it's kind of shocking in some ways, considering how much that they have advocated for women in the past, that they've actually published articles about how diversity makes better companies. It's kind of shocking that this actually got through. So I think one of the things I would love to see is actually not just the mea culpa of like, hey, we have to review this, but there's clearly an issue about how this actually got to a publication without further oversight. So I would love to actually see their editorial policy of like, you know, diversity represented at the top when they're starting to think about what are the lists that we're going to be putting out.
Who should have made this list? If I asked you to nominate your top two or three women who deserve to be included, who would they be?
Oh, well, I'd have to think about it. I mean, I clearly, the person I sort of respect the most that I know obviously is my sister.
Who's your sister?
Oh, Susan Wojcicki. Who runs YouTube. You know, there's an amazing number of, you know, Sarah Blakely, who, you know, again, one of those women who made it on her own, who's just...
Spanx.
Spanx.
Yep, I'm wearing them right now.
Yeah. Have to go buy some today.
Yes.
You know, there's just a tremendous number of women out there who are phenomenal leaders.
Anne Wojcicki, thank you.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to talk.
Glad to speak with you. She's the CEO of 23andMe.